Welcome back to the sixth and last part of the blues documentary, I Wish I Was in Heaven, Sitting Down. Over the past 5 hours, we've completed the historical portion of this program, and in this hour, we'll take a big leap from the Chicago blues of the 1940s and 50s to the blues today. Specifically, we'll focus on contemporary musicians who are keeping the traditions of the original acoustic country blues alive and vibrant. Ironically, the country blues, whether from Mississippi or other parts of America, are now more popular than ever before. Today's acoustic blues musicians are of all races and backgrounds, and the audience is global. Notably, however, black audiences outside of Mississippi have largely turned their attention to other popular musical forms away from the blues, and especially away from the acoustic country blues. African American audiences shifted over the decades from blues to rhythm and blues to soul and funk and now to hip-hop and rap. All of these musical genres are in some way derivative of the blues. We spoke to noted acoustic blues musician Corey Harris to ask him about his perspective of the meaning of the blues in the 21st century. Corey Harris delivers a progressive mix of black roots music and he reaches into many different directions, yet he's firmly grounded in the deep acoustic country blues. He shared with us his reflection upon having heard the great Malian musician Ali Farka Touré.
One time I saw Ali Farka Touré play after he played, they had a question and answer session. And people kept asking, blues this, what about the blues? What do you think about blues, Bobby, blues, blues? And he's like, well, blues is a color. He said, I play music. And everyone just looked at him like, what the hell is he talking about? They didn't know what he was talking about. But I mean, to him, he's removed from the history of there being a record industry that said, ooh, let us take this term blues and make it into a catch-all for everything that black folks are doing, and then let's market it back to him. You know, I mean, he was withdrawn from that whole circumstance. So to him, the term blues didn't really mean nothing, even though he'd heard John Lee Hooker's records. He'd heard Muddy Waters records and stuff. But to him, that was just music that was descended from his music. He wasn't like, oh, this is blues. You know what I mean? So I think it's been very useful for me to think of the music in those terms. Really, I think the only real blues to me that is really performing the function that blues did historically is hip hop. So I think that there'll be a lot of movement in blues, if it continues to survive as something that's viable for people to really express themselves, I mean, that is for black people, then I think it'll merge more and more with hip-hop and jazz, as it already has, you know, all those forms. I mean, to me, it's almost like the same music, in a sense. I mean, they're definitely from the same tree.
Leave me, baby, won't say you did me wrong. Every shot I ain't sleep, every goodbye ain't gone. I woke up early one morning, could not take my rest. My mind got to rambling like the Mustang in the whip. There's a crowd around the corner, who could it be? I see a gang of police running after me. Gotta go. Plant your vines on the fence, plant your corn in a row. Well, I study no evil, baby, you reap just what you sow. You come to my house, yo, don't find me around. Well, I'm up on the rooftop, I'm burning one down. Yeah, burn it down. Well, if anybody asks you who wrote this song, you You can tell them Papa Corey done been here and gone. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 hey. That's right, tell him now.
That was Corey Harris playing If You Leave Me. One of the most important interpreters of the traditional acoustic country blues is John Hammond Jr. Perhaps no one among the contemporary blues musicians has done more to preserve the deep roots of this music than he has, and few people alive can play the blues with the intensity, fire, and passion as John Hammond. Here he is with Mr. Locke.
I used to be down, but now I'm up. Tip your hat at me, son, and call me Mr. Love. Cause I used to be down, but whoo, baby, now I'm up. Yes, you can do. Tip your hat at me, son, call me Mr. Love. Kinda hard, baby, scorned from door to door, but you look at me right now, see I'd never do that no more, cause I used to be down, but whoo, baby, now I'm up. Yes, you can just tip your hat at me some and call me Mr. Love. Kinda hard, baby, gone from door to door, but you look at me right now, see I'll never do that no more, cause I used to be down, but whoo, baby, now I'm up. Yes, you can just tip your hat at me, son, and call me Mr. Love.
That was Mr. Locke, played by John Hammond. Harlem-based bluesman Olu Dara is a guitarist, singer, composer, musical director, and bandleader well known as a superlative jazz cornetist. Olu Dara is a musical visionary, experimental, and always rooted in the broadest tradition of all musical forms imaginable. In contrast to his melodic jazz cornet playing, his guitar style reverts to the deep feeling of his Mississippi Delta roots. Olu Dara commented to us about the future of the blues.
Today, well, the blues has gone to another level. It's modern now. I think the greatest exponents, the hip-hoppers, they have the blues element all the way in their music, and it also has a modern beat to it. Some people, I call it modern, but also I know it's really an ancient polyrhythmic beat with the blues. So I think the blues is going to another level. The youth, they don't call it the blues, they call it hip hop. It has to do with how you put it. You know, it's not, some people call blues They hear a guitar player playing blues, a couple of blues scales, and that's blues to them, for the ones who don't know. But the blues, before the guitar, the blues comes through the voice, through the timbre of the voice, the inflection of the voice, the way the words are placed, what's in the lyrics, how it feels, and it's ancient and it's futuristic. You can hear all that in the blues. That's how you really know it's the blues. It's never old, it's never new.
Write me a story, write me something, tell me where my baby sugar is, where my baby sugar is. She took the keys to my kitchen, she know I like to eat. She took the keys to my children, I don't know where they be. She took the key to my bedroom, and I just can't go sleep. Zora, 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 where my baby sugar. Write me a story and tell me where my baby sugar is.
That was Oludara doing Zora. We talked to Kalamu E. Salam of New Orleans, a noted music producer and publisher, on the subject of the blues, its future and origin. He shared these insights.
This is Kalamu Yassalam, New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm a writer and music producer. The blues, when we begin to talk about it, are, if you will, the four basic forms of African-American music. Gospel, which was developed by a blues musician, Thomas Darcy, who was a blues musician before he got religion. And then when he got religion, he played the blues and called it gospel. And the singer he chose to personify what he wanted to do was Mahalia Jackson, who came out of New Orleans. So that gospel is one element. The blues is another element. Jazz is, you know, third up. And what we call popular music, and the contemporary dance music of the day, whatever the day was. Those are the four elements of musical expression that was created by African Americans. So the blues, in many ways, was the first one. It is the older sibling of the four.
Another of the new blues players is Alvin Youngblood Hart, Not contented with being pegged as the new leader of the acoustic traditional blues revival, Alvin Youngblood Hart is an adventurous multi-instrumentalist, musicologist, and root poet with a broad menu. And here is Alvin Youngblood Hart with Illinois Blues. That was Alvin Youngblood Hart with Illinois Blues. Sheila Wilcoxon is a relatively unknown blues singer from Portland, Oregon, who is deserving of greater fame. This excellent singer delivers the blues in the tradition of the great blues women of the past. Sheila Wilcoxon is a dynamic and totally embracing singer whose country blues personifies the essence of today's blues. Here is Sheila Wilcoxon singing No Business.
man says he wants my money for hungry kids living in another country. I showed him a hungry kid living in the next block. He looked at me and walked away. No business. You got no business in my business. Just take a look at your own backyard. Man said, could you help me out, sister? Send money to a foreign land. I gave all my extra dollars down at the homeless shelter. He pulled back his hand. No business. Yeah, you know you got no business. You got no business in my business. Take a look out your backyard. Check out your own backyard. Presidency, I'm gonna spend your tax dollars. Save you from old Castro. I said his politicians smell just like yours. And now he don't buy my cars no more. No business. Take a look out your own backyard. Yeah, check out your own backyard. Just trying to get something done right here. No business. Yeah. Oh, you got no business. You got no business in my business. Just take a look at your own backyard. check out your own backyard. No business. Yeah, you got no.
You listen to Sheila Wilcoxon doing No Business.